community. Ashley German is involved with the Initiative for Girls, and she is also my partner in crime when I spend time here on a Friday night at the Toy Drive because, well, it gets lonely here at the table without somebody else. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me. I always like coming out here.
Yeah, we're glad to have your help and glad for all the 415 things you do for the community. I'm surprised you get any spare time to yourself.
I know. Around the holidays, it's time for some vacation and family time, so I take a little bit of a break then.
Don't blame you. That's a good thing for sure. I think the Initiative for Girls might be one of those things that kind of just has worked in the background a lot and doesn't get always a lot of publicity. So, hence, I'm forcing you against your will to speak about this organization.
That's fine. I love talking about Initiative for Girls, so I'm okay with that.
Talk about it. Is it as simple as the name suggests?
No. And actually, okay. Most of my girls just call it Girls Group because it's a whole lot easier than saying Initiative for Girls. What it is actually back in... About 22 years ago, there was a group called the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Coalition, and at that time, Knox County had the highest rate of teen pregnancy in the state, and so one of the things that they discovered was talking to these teen moms, they really felt like they had no outlet of things that they could talk about, or people kind of that peer-to-peer, they were getting tired of adults talking at them and not really listening.
And that's in a situation, you know, regardless of how you might feel about the situation those girls are in. You know, once you're in that, they need help. They need somebody that they can relate to, right?
Right, absolutely. And that's one of the things is they really want somebody to listen to them and have a very neutral kind of devil's advocate attitude about it. And so with the group, it's very much a peer-to-peer support group. They get to throw out a conversation, and they get to hear each other out, where they stand. If they're struggling with a family issue at home, how does somebody else deal with it? They have found that they really relate to each other because we don't often talk about some of the things that may be going on at home or at school because we're embarrassed of telling someone else.
Well, and I imagine much like the kids when they talk to Safe Harbor, as we talked about earlier, those are probably a lot of situations that you don't really feel comfortable talking to a lot of people about, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and especially, you know, living in a small community, teachers know family, and they worry about telling anybody within the school that the family's going to find out or the teachers are going to talk amongst each other. So, therefore, they're afraid to really talk to someone.
So, you get these girls together, and what's kind of a typical gathering like? Is it like high school debate team?
depends on the day. It can be, yes,
okay.
Very much. Or it's just an open, kind of a free-for-all. They throw out a topic, or they walk in the door and say, okay, this happened today. And maybe it's some bullying situation at school, or we've had situations where there's been domestic violence at home or substance abuse issues at home, and they need just to vent, really.
Yeah.
And in group, it's what we talk about in group stays in group.
Are there situations where you might have to call in somebody like from a safe harbor in some cases?
Absolutely. And I do always reiterate with the girls right from the beginning that we'll talk about whatever we can, but there are times that I'm going to have to stretch outside for other resources.
Sure.
And I will let them know when that's going to happen. I'm not just going to spring it on them and somebody show up at the school to talk further with them. I want them to know.
So in some cases, the girls are talking about, everyday life, but then there are cases where they might need help with certain things.
Absolutely. And so I'm really fortunate because I've lived in this community and I've worked in the community for so long.
You have?
I have.
Oh, my goodness.
Believe it or not, it really dates me when I say how long I've been working in public health.
Yeah, well,
But one of the things
that would also date me when I say how long I've known you. So,
right.
Yeah, I get that.
Right. Yeah, we're not getting any younger, that's for sure.
Speak for yourself.
But one of the things is I've been very fortunate working here and being involved with the human service councils in the different counties to be able to connect these girls with resources or the school counselors so that they have an idea of who they can send it to, who they can help out with. Because I want them, and I also try to bring in people so that they have a familiar face when they go into these agencies. Because we've had to rely on, I use Safe Harbor since we're here promoting them tonight, where we had a girl that was being stalked by an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of helping her through that process of what she needed to do.
So you mentioned bullying. Is that one of the bigger problems you're seeing, as we're kind of seeing maybe more of an awareness toward that sort of thing these days?
I would say I think the biggest one, unfortunately, is the whole social media and cyberbullying side of it all, because it's a whole lot easier to say something behind a computer screen or behind a phone than it is face to face. And
the kids don't, it breaks my heart that they don't really realize that until it gets to that situation where it then becomes almost too late.
Right. And, you know, it's being very cognizant, I think, because a lot of parents, they're like, oh, well, they're just on their phones, not worrying so much about what they're doing or who they're talking to.
Nor the impact of what they say, how that could have on the subject.
Absolutely. And, you know, and especially they live in a Snapchat and Instagram world where there's feeds and vines that they keep track of what's going on. And so then other people feed into it, which makes it even worse.
Yeah. Gosh. All right. Well, I'm short on time, but how big is the group? How many girls do you talk with every now? I was going to say deal with, but that's probably not fair. Although
sometimes
I imagine some days.
Like
well, you're a mother of girls. You know how it works.
Exactly. And actually, I currently have over 100 active girls.
Oh, my
program.
Goodness.
And you laugh about, I am a mom of girls, but I also have 100 other girls that call me mom most of the time.
I was just going to say, yeah.
It makes it very interesting if I'm out and about. They're like, Mom! I'm like, well, that's not my kids, because I can, but it's one of my other girls that come around.
Constantly turning your head going, who called me mom now?
Exactly. So, yes, it's great. I love the program, and I definitely love my girls.
Are there room for more girls?
Anytime. We're always looking to add, because really they build their own camaraderie. And when I see my girls pass from the junior high to the high school, they have those older high school girls right there to help them and guide them through the transition.
Is there an age limit?
No, actually, they're up until they graduate high school. So.
Okay. So if there's a parent listening that has a girl that might want to be involved in Initiative for Girls, how can they do that?
Actually, they can just either check with their local school counselor or call me at Family Planning Service.
That's right. And that phone number is?
309-343-6162.
I was honestly worried for a second. You were going to remember the phone number.
I was like, are you ready for my email address?
No, I'm not ready for
really
your email address.
No,
we're not going to. No, not here. But there is a link on Family Planning's website to the Initiative for Girls,
actually,
isn't there?
If you go through Facebook, we have it
okay.
all on there, too.
So. Very good. All right. Ashley German with the Initiative for Girls for the purposes of this discussion. Again, thanks for all you're doing for the community.
Well, thank you for having me.